Holidays, long weekends lower your vibration. Why? Your vibration tends to harmonize with the people who you spend time with. This is especially noticeable around holidays when people tend to get together to spend time with family, friends who just want to have fun, or just eat and be done with it, or go and go and go. All low vibration activities that force you to lower your standards, and give up all you have gained through your work on yourself. This is how the crab bucket works. All those people are in the crab bucket, wasting their lives. The more weekends, the more holidays you spend with people, the more obvious this becomes. I guard my vibration continuously. I spend very little time with people who have lower vibration than myself, situations where they can have the upper hand. Max an hour a week. That is my self-imposed limit. This phenomenon is called entrainment, and entrainment is real. The lower vibration person entrains the other to his lower vibration. As opposed to what the Indian gurus teach. Promoting their satsang. Sitting together, lecturing. My one state talk to me webinars do not entrain you to my much higher vibration. No matter how much you enjoy talking to me. The same entrainment can be observed with water, if you are someone who has bought my water energizing audio. If your vibration is low, and it is most definitely lower than the vibration of coherent water, 653, your water has been taking longer and longer to energize, because of your vibration and the vibration of the people around you. You are entraining your water to your own low vibration, continuously. Once the water is coherent, you can't affect it. It is a lot like why I can spend time with my student, and it doesn't affect my vibration. Above a certain vibration you can't entrain. The water becomes coherent in my house in about 48 hours. But if your vibration is 100 earth around, the audio takes 5-6 days to overpower and compensate for your low vibration, and raise the vibration of the water to 653, which is the level of the stable coherence. If your cell hydration is lower than 30%, then you are not energizing your water fully. I am talking about this because July 4th is upon us in the USA, and I expect people to drop their practices, drop their vibration, unless they are vigilant, and think to protect themselves. So how do you do that? First off, don't drop the practices. Don't forget that who you are, the self, is defined largely by what you do, and whether you grow on any given day. One of my students has adopted my favorite practice, he shares what he is doing, and encourages his nephews to do it too. Two participants can pair up and support each other, like their lives depend on delivering. Doing these, keeping up what you talk about can keep you on the higher mind level, instead of allowing family to gobble you up. What you eat? I just listened to some old episodes of my podcast on carbs. And I just realized that everything is really connected. When you hang out with family and friends, you eat what they eat. Peer pressure. And you abandon what has kept you high vibration, energetic, in control of your attention and thus your life. And suddenly, by virtue of eating the standard diet for a day, you become like everyone else. A hungry, cravings-driven, angry, touchy, dude or dudette. If your Achilles heel is falling into the desire trap, a long weekend or a holiday puts you smack into the desire trap. If your Achilles heel is wanting attention, the long weekend will put you wanting the titillation of more attention. More. You crave? If your Achilles heel is, you fill in the blanks with yours. Your soul correction will tell you exactly what that Achilles heel is. But, and I am willing to bet that you'll drop the ball on keeping the site active, on practicing your whole brain method, forgetting what you have been up to until the holiday. It often takes forever to find your way back, some people never do. There is a saying, I think it came from Mark Twain, that says, watch where the majority goes, and go the other way. The majority is always wrong. The majority is stupid. Just visualize the average Joe, how stupid they are. Well, 50% of humanity is stupider than that. I occasionally, rarely, get a new client who is way above the average. I pulled out all the stops to help them. One of the things they do differently than the rest is, they ask for, listen to, and follow my guidance. It's not my personal guidance, mind you. I muscle test everything, meaning, I talk to source, I defer to source. Success is its own reward, rare as it is. I'll share some of the testimonials I get in another article. For now, if you can, Remember that even just 1 hour a day that you spend on these weekends is yourself, in your own privacy, doing the spiritual/growth practice you have been doing to grow, can make a huge difference. And by gosh, don't eat cookies, and bread, and rolls, and buns, and chips. Just eat of everything what is on your food list. No sugary drinks either. Please. I hate to lose my students and clients to these holidays. If you want me to document your vibration pre-holiday and post-holiday, I can do that. Even if you are not a student. Just buy one starting point measurements report, and I promise to measure at least the vibration post-holiday. Get your starting point measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/starting.